I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate.
Well, Steve, you're a gardener, aren't you?
Yeah, well, a little bit.
Okay. Compost pile?
Yep.
Have you ever noticed black soldier flies?
You know, I don't think I have. What are they?
Oh, okay. Well, they're shiny black with dusky wings, a big flat-bodied fly.
How big?
They get about 5/8 to 3/4 of an inch, and they're pretty conspicuous. They fly with a loud buzz. I often see them in the school garden, and the adults will be resting on the vegetation. They're popular with gardeners because the larvae, or the maggots, are fantastic in compost, and they will turn over the compost in pretty short order. The adults are also called window flies because they have these clear window-like patches on the base of their abdomen. When they're flying around, it makes them look very narrow-waisted, like a wasp. So presumably they're wasp-mimic, and that's how they go about their business. In fact, they look very similar to the wasps around here that make those organ pipe mud nests. But these flies don't bite. They don't sting. Most people think of a fly as a house fly, and they're always in your business and landing on unmentionables. But these flies aren't that way at all. They're not interested in human food. They don't bite. They don't pass diseases of any kind. Their larvae are robust, leathery, tapered at both ends, and they can just really go to town in a compost heap. And they're also sometimes associated with carcasses, and occasionally they're of interest in forensic entomology because of their association with dead bodies.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do they call them black soldier flies? Well, I mean, what's the soldier fly aspect?
You know, that's a good point. The black is easy because they're shiny black. But the soldier fly part, I don't know. It's a common name for a family of flies called Stratiomyids. In fact, my dipterous friends call them strats. Some of them have very bold markings, which might suggest sergeant stripes on their abdomen, but I don't know if that might be a stretch on my part. So the larvae are sometimes marketed as food for exotic pets. And there's at least one trademark name for them, and they're called phoenix worms. But there are other companies that market soldier grubs, repti worms, and calcium worms. Calcium worms is in reference to the fact that the maggots are high in calcium, which is really good for your herptiles, reptiles, and amphibians.
Phoenix worm?
Phoenix worm, yeah.
Is it from Phoenix, Arizona?
That's how it's spelled. It could be rising from the compost heap.
That would have to be a burning compost heap.
Well, you know, there's a lot of heat generated in the decomposition process, so maybe they are rising from the steaming piles of compost somewhere. But they're used in manure management as well. And another interesting little bit is that compost or other organic waste that's occupied by these larvae will not be visited by houseflies and blowflies. So they're used not only to break down waste, but also to control houseflies and other pestiferous fly species.
Well, maybe there's a clue to the soldier part.
I don't know.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.